Welcome to the Wonder Woman podcast, where we discuss a variety of subjects all pertaining to optimizing your physique, building strength, developing a strong mindset, and tools to help you win at life. I'm Michelle McDonald, and I'm the founder of the Wonder Woman Coaching Team. We are a community of results-driven coaches and clients who believe that we can age like never before. Welcome to the Wonder Woman podcast, and this is the much anticipated episode 2, and I have two very, very special guests with me today, my husband and co-founder of Tulum Strength Club, Jean-Jacques Barrett, and my mother, none other than Train with Joan on Instagram, Joan McDonald. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
We are really happy to be here, Michelle. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys. So this is a long-awaited podcast. Mom, you've done so many podcasts over the last couple of years, a lot of interviews. And I want to introduce some of the behind-the-scenes journey that you've been through with me over the last, gosh, I think it's 7 years or so, right? So all the way back to Christmas of 2016. I think everyone's familiar with that original place that you were at, 198 pounds, couldn't get up the stairs, or it was really, really hard to get up the stairs. Just had no dream.
Energy.
Yeah, and no dream of the future, no excitement for what was next.
Yes, I was very depressed. I guess that's what you'd call it when I look back at it. Didn't like my life at all. Every time I talk about this, I get emotional. Sorry.
No, don't be. I think it's great to share.
It's been an awful long journey and a hard journey, but a very fulfilling feeling that I've had since learning to do a lot of the stuff that Michelle and JJ preach. And it's something, if you really, really want something like this, you have to really work at it. It's not a given. It's not something that's handed to you. You got to work for it. But you can do it. You can change your life. You just have to have the desire.
Now, JJ, you've been part of this journey right from the get-go. You've seen Mom go through a tremendous transformation, and you yourself are a transformation coach. You're a physique coach. You work with athletes, but you also work with lifestyle transformation clients, and you've been part of, you know, the work I've done with Joan. And do you remember back to the beginning when she got started? What were your thoughts on what helped her to get going?
I think, you know, if we go back in time, if I may, I remember Joan's mom just had passed away, if I remember correctly, in my timeline. And, you know, we kind of all witnessed the last maybe year and a half, you know, visiting your mom. Into like her nursing home, etc. And the thing that that was striking me personally is that lady, that woman, was apparently super energetic. Like at 85 years old, she was still like making bread and, you know, taking care of laundry and kicking butt and, you know, taking names. And to see her the way she was like, somewhat, you know, somewhat shocking. And and I do think that what helped is, Michelle, you didn't hold your punches. And I think it's something that is important to mention, because Joan was heading in the direction where her mom went into, intentionally or not. The difference is that Joan had the opportunity. It was kind of an ultimate choice, right? It's like, okay, Joan, roll up your sleeves and do something about it, or this is what could happen. And Michelle, you were really clear. You were like, If you decide to choose that fate, I'm not going to be there, you know, changing diapers and all of that. And the reason is because I'm offering you my help now to bring a change into your life. And Joan or Michelle, you gals can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do feel that it profoundly spoke to Joan. And I think in that evening, from the moment you gals had that discussion to the next morning when Joan woke up, I think Joan decided that, all right, this is, you know, God has been spoken to me, or God has touched me with his hand type of deal. And I do need to do something with my life now. It's now or never. And I'll always remember the way, you know, Michelle told me that story. Michelle woke up and she asked her dad, where's mom? She's in the car waiting for you to go to the gym. And Michelle was like, wow, okay, I think we're, mm-hmm. I think something happened there. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I do think that building that foundation, or I should say, making sure Joan sees like that she had the opportunity to change her life still, really spoke to her. And Michelle, if she decided to go that direction, you would help her no matter what.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for bringing us back to that moment. And I can see as you're talking that mom is remembering, you know, that moment in time. And, you know, I call it my Friday Night Lights speech.
Yeah.
The football speech the coach gives to the athletes, like, you know, do or die here.
Yes.
Because what was at stake was my mom's life, the quality of her life. I didn't know how much time she had left on this earth. You never know with people. You never know how much time you have on this earth. I mean, at any moment it could be gone, or illness could strike. You don't know. And so living intentionally every single day, it's easy to forget. But it's so necessary to have that abundance and that beautiful quality of life that's potential for you.
And I definitely got it with the two of you, being in my corner all the time. It is. It's a fact that you really have to want to live and want to live well to get where I've got and have what I've got. It's you're always working towards something that you really don't know the outcome of what it's going to be, but you have this kind of vision of where you'd like to be, and you keep aiming for it. You don't give up. You just keep trying and mm-hmm. trying. And that's what I ask of all you people, is to keep trying. Like, you're never going to get there if you don't.
Yeah, you gotta fight for yourself. And the last moment will come and go sooner than you realize. So, oh, yeah. So again, living with purpose and intention is so key. A lot of people ask, you know, how do you get started? And you know, what are my macros and what kind of training should I do and all of that? But we can't underline enough. And we do that in the book, Flex Your Age. We talk about that. You mm-hmm. have to have that mindset shift. You have to have an identity shift, even though it might seem like you're on an impossible journey. You've got to allow yourself to have a fundamentally different outcome. And so we look at these transformation photos and we try to share as many of them as possible with as many different women of different, from different walks of life, different starting points, different ages, all of that, an abundance of transformations, so that people will hopefully be able to identify somewhat with one of those other women. And we're so grateful that people that work with us, the Wonder Woman coaching team, that people are willing to share their stories, because it can ignite a flame that glimmer of hope for people at their starting points to go, gosh, her before picture is like where I am now, and look at where she is. So it can ignite that flame of hope. And even if you might not feel that that could be you, the final outcome, you at least have an idea that it's possible. And then you just throw yourself into the process. And a big part of that process is the identity shift.
I agree with you, Michelle, 100%. And, you know, going back to Joan, right, in 1993, 1994, 1995, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Michelle, you were already successful. Like, you know, you had like a lot of transformation group already, mm-hmm. Well underway, doing it online. Hundreds of lives changing. And Joan was seeing that, mm-hmm. right? But the identity shift that you're spoken about, it took her 4 to 5 years to get there, mm-hmm. right? That being said, it took her 4 or 5 years to get there, but seeing all those transformations in that 4 or 5 years, that little seed of hope that was planted, right? For some people, bang, in a month, they're going to see someone, they're going to be like, I could make it happen. For other people, it might take longer. In the case of Joan, it took a little bit longer, but the seed was planted. So for everyone out there, maybe you might think, wow, that's amazing seeing that, you know, maybe it's not me, maybe not now, maybe... Maybe you're right, right? But what I would say is ask yourself, why not? Why not me? What would happen if it would be me? We cannot say, oh, in a day it's going to change. But by asking yourself that question, at some point there will be an event, something's going to happen, and you're going to say, that's enough. For Joan, walking up the stairs, huffing and puffing and being like, my knees, ow, my knees. And if you guys knew Joan, she was super active, was able to do whatever. And I know that at some point she was like, okay, enough is enough. I need to do that switch. And she made it happen.
I did. I loved gardening, and I was getting to the point where I couldn't even garden.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you love something, you have to give it a try.
Well, I think seeing your own mom mm-hmm. pass away was very sobering. And you're at an age where a lot of people, your friends and family, were starting to get off. Ill or pass. Mm-hmm. And I think that also helped underline that urgency that, you know.
Most definitely, Michelle, you got that right. It did. You don't know how much time you have. So you've got, if you want to get any results, you've got to keep at it and do it now. Don't put it off. Just do it, because we have to employ this mindset so that we can get the best out of our life that's been handed us. It's a sad journey when we give up or turn to alcohol or drugs or anything like that. It is a sad thing to see when you could have made a different choice and made your life much richer in health, because health is wealth.
that's one of our favorite sayings, and it does take work, and the effort is worth it. So I know a lot of people ask, whether it's for themselves or a lot of times a lot of our listeners, they have family or spouses that they wish would adopt their healthy lifestyle. And of course we know that, you know, you can't make somebody else pursue their health, but you know, do you have any, do you, from your experience right? Because, you know, you weren't always motivated, right? And even today, you still struggle sometimes with doing some of the things that you know you should be doing. And again, more along the lines of the mindset work that should be done, right? The conversations you need to be having and all of that. So how do you, from your own experience, what would you say to people to help them to be a positive influence for others, to hopefully motivate others that they care about to change their lives for the better?
All you can do is encourage them all the time and show them. It's sort of like you're an example. So show them what can be, not what they think it has to be because of their age. Age doesn't matter, really. It's how healthy you can get and be of use to other people. Like, this is what you want. Why do you want to burn yourself out and then have illness yourself? You've got to look after yourself in order to look after others. It's a give and take in this world. So I just would encourage, always surround yourself with people who don't say negative things to you. If they're saying negative, you don't need them in your life. I know that now.
Oh, Jay wants to say something here.
Yes, I'm going to chime in here. I think it's like Joan mentioned, like surrounding yourself by people that, you know, will not be judging you with negativity and let's say quote unquote that healthy lifestyle, but at the same time, you want to surround yourself with people that will not be afraid to tell you significant truth, especially when it's on matters that sometimes, you know, you can fumble the ball, right? I do think it's something like really, really important, because if people, let's say, love you, see that you're doing something that might not necessarily go in agreement with some of the choices or the lifestyle you choose, you think will be beneficial for you, and they turn a blind eye and they say nothing, they're not really helping. And I'm super comfortable in saying that they are part of my, you know, personality, or that I want to change, and I'm making, like, I do think I'm making significant effort, but sometimes, you know, life happens and there's an emotion creeping in and I fumble the ball, and I look at my wife, Michelle, and I look at her and ask her, what can I do? How, you know, could you help me? Or sometimes on her own, she'll say, Jay, let me help you. And let me tell you guys, when you have those people that deeply, deeply, deeply care about you and your life, that want to be there for you no matter what, because they understand what you're going through, they're going through that themselves with their own things, I guess. It's such a relief, because you know that you're well supported and you know that they won't let you run to the ravine and fall off the ravine. They're going to pull on you and say, hey, buddy, come back here.
You're going to be your lifeline.
Yes.
For sure. Thanks for bringing that up. And so there's a couple things here. And there's a couple things here that we want to touch on. Like, one is making sure that you are surrounding yourself with I'm going to call it a network, and it could be a network of one, right? It could be a larger network, but a network of people that you can have what I'm going to call authentic conversations with. You can be authentic, you can be vulnerable. So there's that space to verbalize what you're going through. But also, as to your point, Jay, there has to be an accountability. So these are people that are going to hold you accountable no matter what version of yourself is showing up. They're going to hold you accountable to the higher version of yourself, right? So you may say to them, hey, like, we're on this journey together and this is the direction I want to go. In this moment of clarity and strength, this is where I want to go in my life. And correct me if I start to get lost. And, you know, when you are getting lost, when you're in that chaos and that flux of emotions, maybe a different version of yourself is showing up. And that version of yourself might say to your network, and it might say, like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm tired of this, or I can't do this, or I made a mistake even wanting this. And your network has to listen to that and allow you to say what you're saying. But they also have to hold you accountable. Because otherwise, you're going to be doomed to take that one step forward, two steps back. And I think that can be very confusing space for people to be in. And of course, I'm always going to say, you got to make sure that you're choosing the right people, because not everyone can both hold space for you and also hold you accountable.
That is for sure. And with the app that I have out there, the community in that app is phenomenal. They stand behind each other. They hold each other accountable. They're just the most wonderful people that I've ever known.
That you've never met.
And that I've never met.
Well, you met one.
I have met a few of them now. Yeah.
So this is your app, the Train with Joan app.
My Train with Joan app. It has a lot to give to those who want to start, don't know where to start. You got to keep moving or get moving. And then it's an affordable means of getting yourself in shape and feeling good about yourself. Because a lot of people out there, when I see these messages, they feel so awful about themselves, and they should.
And probably isolated too.
And
right?
Very isolated, yes.
I've heard that come up in comments on your DMs, right? People that say, well, I don't have a daughter, I don't have a son-in-law that.
Oh, yeah. You just need one other person, do you not? Like, everyone must have someone that they can rely on in life.
Or cultivate it, right?
Or actively, yes.
Actively.
You can
manifest that, like, look for someone in your life. And, you know, there's things, luckily now with the internet, you know, we have so many free or very affordable. I think your app is what, $19.99 a month or something. It's very affordable, you know, versus our coaching, which is a lot more expensive. And so you're saying that in your app, there's the community that supports each other, and that's huge, right?
Yes, and it gets you going. It's, as long as you've got a start and you get momentum, you might want to go further. Like, I'm not the ultimate. I am the starting gate.
Mm-hmm.
And you people,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, you can start with me and go on from there. I have no qualms about you leaving me for something better. Just that
get
you
started.
Do it for yourself.
Get started and join in on the community. And that's another key thing. You know, you might need help from somebody else. You might be struggling and say, I don't want to do this, or I've missed the last 2 days of training. But then there'll be a chorus of gals on the app or in your network that you've created that say, hey, you can do it. Just pick yourself back up, right?
Been wonderful, Michelle.
You didn't come this far to just come this far.
That's
and
right.
Then it flips. Sometimes you're going to be the one that joins the chorus and says, mm-hmm. and gives the help. Right? A lot of times helping others can relieve a lot of stress and anxiety, because now you're not thinking about yourself and getting yourself, you know, caught in the rabbit hole, but you're out there helping others. And that can be very, very
powerful.
And they're
helping you. Yes, most definitely.
So we covered that one point. The other point is, you know, so the first one is, you know, have community, have a network, even if it's a network of one. You can join an app. You can hire a therapist. You can work with a coach. So there's that avenue, so that you can be sure that you have a safeguard along your journey, that whether or not you show up with this higher version of yourself to do the work, you've got that safeguard, right? So that's one important point. And along that journey, you will become a positive influence for others. So you can't change somebody else. They've got to want to do it, but you can radiate that positivity and be part of that positive ripple effect.
You become a ripple in the pond of life. It's amazing how all these people, they didn't know where to start. They did start. They got further. They are always telling others the same thing that we started off with. And it's just reinstating that we all care for each other.
I love that.
And
it comes from a place of love.
Yeah.
And wanting the best for each other.
Wanting the best for each other is right. And it's not just women, it's men as well. There's lots of men out there that want and are afraid to say
anything. To
change
their lives for the better.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings me to the second point, because another thing that we'll hear from people, and I completely understand, they get caught up in the patterns of their significant other or their family or their group of friends, right? So they want to have this positive transformation in their lives, but they will, they'll let go of their habits in order to go with the flow. Right. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah. I know firsthand what that's like. I didn't have much support with the rest of my family.
Well, I remember you would be dieting, and then Dad would be bringing
fun of me. Yeah,
he'd make fun of you, and he'd bring potato chips into bed. And
oh yeah, he loved doing that kind of thing. It was like, let's put a snare out there and see if we can trap her. And
but
yeah.
It can't ultimately matter.
No,
what somebody else is doing, and that's, you've got to get that clear, right?
You have to clear it in your mind. Yes.
You have to be the positive influence. Jay, you want to say something?
Yeah, and I'm going to add on that this is where I find that the power of community is pretty fantastic, right? Because it's understandable that, you know, you come home, you want to prepare your meal, and then your significant other, like, I just ordered pizza. And then you're like, okay, you don't want them to feel bad. They may they want to bring their health and nutrition at another level, but at the same time, you're like, I'm trying to do something positive, like, with my life. And it could be like, you can have multiple thoughts that are like productive to within each other. So that's where I feel that the power of community is amazing, because you could share with, you know, other people, if you're part of a group like of 20 women in a transformation program, for example, and you share your wins at the end of the day, like, hey, I came home, made my lunch, went to the gym, I was a little bit tired today. Like, all of that, celebrating with people that have like similar goals than you, even though it's virtual, can have tremendous power, tremendous positive power.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add on, because, you know, I like to add on, guys. Mm-hmm. Can't help myself.
Add on, Michelle. Add on.
And because we have to be, I talked about this with Hattie in the first episode of our podcast, we have to radically responsibilize ourselves for our lives, right? And so, yes, we need that network. That is a wonderful way to reach out in a time of need and to get somebody's input that can help you, that can help snap you back into place where that higher, you know, that higher version of yourself shows up. But we also want to embark on that very, very important journey of self-discovery, whether that is journaling and or meditating, writing down your intentions for the day, and having something, I call it a resilience plan, right? So when you encounter a challenging moment, can you, and we should be able to by the time we're in our 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s, be able to refer to a previous challenging moment that you successfully coached yourself through and draw from that. What did I do to get through that? Can I lean into those strategies and attitudes now with this challenge? You've got to be able to coach yourself.
Well, most definitely you have to. You are the ultimate choice in your life. It's not anyone else's choice. It's yours. What you do with it is your choice.
I mean, you got to get to a place where it doesn't matter if somebody brings a pizza home, because you need to have had such a profound identity shift that that is not a temptation. I mean, would it be a temptation? Are you're no longer a person who wants those things. So it doesn't really matter what somebody else is doing. Like, okay, no. That's what they want. Great. Good for them. But you want this thing.
That's what that's pretty much what I've done lately, is just, this is for me. I'm doing it for me. If you want to eat junk food, go right ahead. It's not going to be good for you, but I'm going to do what I've been doing all along, and that's eating properly.
So that's a real, and I can see the change in you, especially I think this last year, which has been a very, very challenging year for you. And as your coach and your daughter, I've been watching on the side and sort of rooting for you and just hoping that in the end you choose your higher self through all of this.
Go ahead.
I agree, Michelle. And I would say that there were multiple situations or multiple time that Joan had choices to make. And 95% of the time, Joan said, "I'm choosing my higher self,"
which is tough to do. When which you're is going tough to do, it, and I think people listening can relate to it.
Absolutely. And she said, "No, I'm worth it. I'm the captain of my own ship. I feel so great the way I am now. I'm cultivating this. It's a tough choice. It's a tough decision, but this is the direction that I'm going." Absolutely.
And ultimately, it's got to come from a place of love. And this is another thing I've got to layer in there as a coach, that, you know, the quality of your life is entirely in your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it is.
You know, choosing to do things out of love is going to always bring you the best
results. It's going to bring you
results.
More happiness than anything else can, let me tell you. And I think I've come to that point, and I am kind of proud of myself for...
You should be.
...choosing this route, because I have been a lot happier when I've been surrounded by people who
and more
think
at peace.
Like me.
Yeah. You're actively choosing the soil to nurture your own growth. Yeah. And that's important, right? Because you might think, wow, Joan 77, why does she still need to grow? But we can continue to grow right up until
the end,
that finale. We can continue to grow. We continue to learn. And I like what you said. I think a couple of years ago in one of your podcast interviews you did, you said, you know, I no longer think that I've come to the end. I get up every day and I think, what's next? Mm-hmm. What could happen next? Where could I end up next? In a positive way.
Yes. It's a work in progress, and it's a surprise sometimes, but yeah, you just keep going and you never know what's going to be around the next corner.
And you're in the old habits, you know, on this road towards, you know, self-knowledge and self-love and growth, the habits that got you to where you are now are so important. And this is another thing that I want to underline, I think, and if you'll agree before we end here, is you don't let those habits go. And I think that's another thing, that when you're on this journey, always remember that you're not doing these things so that you can, quote, go back to normal. Mm-hmm. Because if you go back to your old normal, you're gonna go back to where you were, right? Because your habits are your identity.
Yeah, no way am I don't want to go back.
Go back. You're doing all these things and you're going to continue to do them, right? Because they keep getting better.
Yeah.
You get better at it.
Better, yeah.
It brings you more joy. You get more health. You meet more new people. That brings more abundance. And it's this upward spiral.
It's true.
Any last words, team, before we wrap up here?
Well, yeah, quickly, I wanted to circle back with... I think Michelle, you said something like, or Joan said something on her podcast. What did she say? She said, what could be next, or what can I learn today, or something of that nature. And what I noticed with Joan at the gym, if you ever trained with her.
She's a beast.
Well, number one, yeah, she's a beast. Like, you have to tell her, hey, calm down, take your break now. It's not 15 seconds. It's like 75 seconds. but it's her level of curiosity. Joan is so curious. Always, like, you do an exercise, she looks at you and she's like, she tries to understand, and she's, and that fire of, oh, okay, I can learn this. Like,
and allowing yourself to be able to learn. Yeah.
To learn. And how could I become better at this? You know, we, like, I'm giving you guys the example of the gym, but Joan in life is the same, right? So definitely at 77, she keeps, you know, she's her own plant, and she keeps putting the water, keep putting the fertilizer, and keep growing. And curiosity is such a great gift to nurture.
I hope you all listen to that, because it is true. Curiosity, really. It may kill the cat, but the cat came back.
So, okay. So that's great. So stay curious. Be willing to love yourself enough to choose better. Yes. Surround yourself with a great network
of people,
whether virtually or in person. Be a positive ripple effect. So stay in your lane, right? And own your outcomes.
Yeah.
And, you know, what other people are doing, even if it's people very close to you, really should not affect what you are doing. If you're choosing yourself and you're doing it out of love, just continue to nurture your own self.
Don't compare yourself to anyone else. You're not anyone else. You're you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much, Joan, for coming on to the podcast. Thank you, JJ, as well. You guys, I love you so much. You're an integral part of my own growth. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having us here.
The Wonder Women podcast is proudly sponsored and produced by Social Fix. Social Fix is a transformational digital agency specializing in digital marketing, web design, social media, video, and podcast production for fitness, beauty, health, and wellness brands. Visit socialfix.com and request a free consultation for your brand's online image.